Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, welcome again for another episode of Calming Harp Radio. I am working today on, I'm doing this Friday evening because we have to get off fairly early tomorrow morning, so I wanted to make sure I had things ready for y'all. I know a lot of you use this as part of your daily routine for the weekend, so I just wanted to make this available for you. And so this is number 135, and I was going over what I wanted to share with y'all, and what we're going to be going to tomorrow is a very dear friend of ours is in the hospital. He's been in and out for several weeks now, and I've been asked to come and play the harp for him and pray with them, and so we're going to be going to do that tomorrow. And that's just what we do a lot. Many times we get a call for that, and that's a joy of mine. I think that's part of what the Father gave me this music for. And I'm always very careful about how I say things, because I think I shared with you Psalm 118 about my own experience about almost dying and surely praying, Father, what is your will? And then very early in the morning, she began to receive the word of what the will of the Father was. And then she began to pray that. And a friend of ours talks about executing the will. Once we know what the will is, then we execute it. We stand on it firmly and proclaim it. And so Psalm 118 is the music I'm going to play today, but I'm just going to read the psalm first of all. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh for his good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear Yahweh say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Hebrew for that is Kilei Olam Chasdo. Out of my distress I called on Yahweh, and Yahweh answered me and set me free. He is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side, as my helper I will look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in princes. All nations surround me in the name of Yahweh. I cut them off. They surround me on every side in the name of Yahweh. I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire, like among thorns. In the name of Yahweh, I will cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was failing, but Yahweh helped me. Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh exalts. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. I will not die, but I will live and recount the deeds of Yahweh, my Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter in through them and give thanks to Yahweh. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that Yahweh has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Yahweh. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of Yahweh. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you, for you are my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his steadfast love, ki leolam chasdo. And so that's the promises that we have in him. And so I was thinking about our friend, and he's been through a lot. He's had a stroke, he's had cancer, he's had a lot of things hit him, and each time he's been brought back to life and to being productive with his family. And so here we come again this weekend, and he's being assaulted again with his health. And so I would just ask that those of you who are listening to this would just put in a little prayer for our friend as well. I won't give his name or the many things that are going with him medically, but I would just ask you to lift him up to our Heavenly Father when you have the opportunity. And so I've been reading a book, a friend of mine, I'm actually going to be building a harp for her. She sent this book to me because she said, you know, what you're doing with the tabernacle frequencies, you need to read this book. One of our pastors here is on that same page, and you need to see, it'd be really good for you to read. Let me know what you think about it. So anyway, Anthony Mangan is the author, and it's called Heaven to Earth. And he's writing about each of the pieces of the tabernacle furniture and what each one represents and how they coincide with the life of Jesus, Yeshua, and the work that he did on the cross for each one of us, and how many parallels there are between what we see in that tabernacle of Moses in the wilderness and the cross of Yeshua on the hill of Golgotha. And as I was reading a couple days ago, one of the things he was talking about, the gates, you know, in order to get to the tabernacle, we have to go through the gate to get in. He made another point too. There's only one gate. You can't enter one way and then go out another. You have to go in, and you come out the same way. And it reminds you when Jesus, Yeshua said that no one can come unto the Father except through me. And so he called himself the door, and then he talked about his sheep hearing his voice and all of that language that he used. So he's the door, he's the only way in and the only way out. And I think that's something that's really important for us to grasp as we go through there. And so I was going to Psalm 100, And I did the music on this one too. Maybe I'll play it. I don't know. Yeah, I might. Anyway, but this is, David, this is a joyful sound. A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to Yahweh, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that Yahweh, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for Yahweh is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Ki le'olam chasdo. There we have that same phrase once again. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And so we have these promises, but I just find it so interesting that in order to enter into his gate, we do it with singing, we do it with praise, we do it with bringing glory to his name. And in so doing, that opens up, it opens the gates, if it were. If you can imagine, you think of the old story of the Aladdin and the how many thieves or whatever it is. And in order for that door to open, it had to say the right words, and he said, "Open sesame." And so here we have a very interesting thing in Scripture saying that these gates into the presence of our Heavenly Father are opened with thanksgiving and with praise and with singing. What an amazing thought. Isn't it amazing? And it brings me to some training that we got down the road. Well, here, I'll get back to that thought. Let me play Psalm 118 for you, and then I'm going to bring some other thoughts, and then maybe I will bring up Psalm 100 to you for you as well. Hold on. Here we go. Thank you. So, there's Psalm 118, and the thought I was having that I wanted to jump into here was we were doing some training with Jim Wilder on, it's a training program called Thrive, and there are several others that are associated with it as well. And one of the things that Jim brought out was that when we, it's what he called the Emmanuel process, it's where we come before our Heavenly Father, and the first thing we want to do to essentially open the doors of heaven, or to open the gates, or another way he put it was to open the communication channel between us and our Heavenly Father, was to express something that we're thankful for. And once we have expressed that thankfulness to our Heavenly Father, he loves to hear that. He may, you know, it's like we get, if your dad, when you were a kid, was talking to somebody else and you say something that just really catches his ear, and you say, you know, Dad, I just want to thank you, you know, or say something really nice, or, you know, and your dad, you know, at least if it was a really good dad, sometimes that doesn't happen, but he would stop and say, what did you just say? And all of a sudden his attention is turned towards you. And that seems to be what happens when we express thankfulness to our Heavenly Father. It gets his attention and brings, and there's a place in Scripture that says he bends low to the sound of his children. And I just visualize that as, and so now that we have his attention, we can begin to express to him what's on our heart, what it is that we've come to him for. Maybe we just want to be thankful. Maybe we just want to ask for something. Maybe we have a friend that's in the hospital, whatever. But we've got his attention because we express thankfulness to him, so that we could enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise and singing. And so I had some fun with this Psalm 100, and so I'll play that music for you, and then we'll come back for some final thoughts. Well, was that joyful enough? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. We had a lot of fun recording that one. Shirley kind of came up with that idea of making it sound like a victorious entrance into the gates of the city with the king. So I hope you get the message for this week, and that is, whatever your needs, wherever you are, your Father wants to hear your heart. And one of the best ways to come into your Father's presence is with singing and with praise and with thanksgiving. And in so doing, you catch his attention, and he loves to hear what you have to say. And he loves to come near and let you know what he's going to do. Find out what his will is, and then execute his will to yourself and the lives around you. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.